There is a law in India that seems to make a lot of sense. It's known as Section 498A. It's meant to protect Indian brides from something called dowry abuse. Here's what happens. The bride's family pays a dowry to the bridegroom, but he doesn't think it's sufficient, so he mistreats her. Advocates say Section 498A protects women from such abuse. Critics, though, say it's often the basis for frivolous complaints. This debate gets more complicated when the husband in question is a U.S. citizen. Larry Schooler reports.
Raj Gupta left India in 2001 to study medicine in Birmingham, Alabama. He stayed, became a medical researcher, and applied for U.S. citizenship. He wanted to marry an Indian woman and met his future wife on the Internet. With help from a loan from his future in-laws, the couple married in India and then returned to Birmingham to live. But problems quickly emerged, and Gupta eventually filed for divorce. Then he got a call from India.
Police from Hyderabad went to Madras to arrest my family members. And that her dad had filed a police complaint that me and my whole family had harassed her for dowry, extra dowry, you know, physical abuse and everything.
Gupta's in-laws had his relative in India arrested under Section 498A, claiming his loan was a dowry and claiming adultery and physical abuse. Gupta says the allegations are false, but the effects of the complaint are real.
Well, now, since there is a warrant against me, I can't go to India. Let's say if something happens to my mom, I can't go back to India for the fear of that being arrested. Now, if I get arrested, I have to be there until this case is cleared, which means that my future as a researcher here is under compromise. It could take years.
Neither Gupta's ex-wife nor her attorney could be reached for comment for this story. Gupta says he feels trapped.
You know, I have all the evidence against them. However, it's for me to go to India and fight the case for justice. You know, I am safe here. I am very happy that I am here because I know that the legal system can protect me here when I am not at fault.
You don't have that confidence in
India? No.
Gupta is not alone. He's gotten some support and advice from a nonprofit group called 498A.org. The group has offices in the U.S., but it offers help to Indian men in legal trouble no matter where in the world they live. Spokesman Sacha Kumar says he understands that Indian women deserve legal protection from abusive husbands, but he says the law leads to an abuse of men's rights. Those accused can be arrested and held before police present any evidence in court. And if the men are out of the country, it's often their relatives who suffer.
In various cases, what we have seen here in India, parents of the groom who have been named in such cases have even committed suicide because of the ignominy they had to suffer in the society. And if any of those who are arrested are in government jobs, they are suspended from the government job if they have spent even a single night in jail.
Even more disconcerting to Kumar, Indian government statistics cited by his organization show fewer than 10% of 498A cases end in a conviction. But those statistics don't sway Yogesh Mehta of India's National Commission for Women in New Delhi.
They forget to point out that the conviction rate is also low because of the fact that both the parties then mutually compromise and settle amicably their differences before a court of law.
Mehta says even if some women have misused Section 498A, it remains an important tool for Indian women facing marital abuse and should not be changed.
The women are now more proactive and they don't stay at home and listen to all kind of abuses. They are ready to fight out. And that's what they're doing. And with this kind of provisions, it is helping them.
But in recent weeks, Indian government officials have suggested they're open to changing Section 498A to make it less prone to abuse by women. For one thing, reform advocates say, police in India shouldn't be allowed to arrest and hold suspects without first having all the evidence in hand. For The World, I'm Larry Schooler.